The Bill Weiss Tournament is an annual wrestling event that invites athletes and their families from around the region. Now, public health officials say people in five of the seven communities that participated this year, Craig, Kluwak, Sitka, Wrangell, and Ketchikan, have tested positive for COVID-19 after attending the tournament. It was held alongside another regional tournament on April 23rd and 24th at Ketchikan High School. Craig parent Lonnie Lingley was at the tournament with her son. She acknowledges that sports in a pandemic carry a level of risk, but she says she thought the Ketchikan wrestling tournament would be safe.
Because of the paperwork sent home and the lengths went into making sure all our kids were tested and knowing that every community coming to the tournament would be tested and that we would be wearing masks and temperatures would be checked.
She spoke to KRBD from Alicia Roberts Medical Center in the Prince of Wales Island community of Kluwak, where she was being tested for COVID-19. Ketchikan emergency officials said Tuesday that five people at the tournament at Ketchikan High School were infected and contagious during the indoor event. The regional governing body for school sports issued a formal warning to Ketchikan High School last week, saying school officials did not test their athletes prior to the competition and did not enforce a mask requirement. Ketchikan's school district says it's investigating. Lingley was unaware at the time that Ketchikan wrestlers had not been tested, but she says she noticed some other irregularities.
I was quite shocked that people were walking around. They weren't wearing their masks. They weren't social distanced. The only people I noticed were the people from out of town.
She says that while there was a table set up to check temperatures and screen for symptoms, no one was at that table to perform checks and screenings when she arrived. Now, fallout from the event is starting to emerge after Ketchikan's school board was briefed on the situation. State Public Health Nurse Arizona Jacobs told the board Wednesday that 13 Ketchikan High School employees and students have now tested positive.
All but one was infectious and present in school for 1 to 6 days before beginning quarantine.
Three of the 13 cases were present at school and infectious for at least a full week, Ketchikan emergency officials say, and roughly 8% of the student body is currently in quarantine. It's not clear how many people were potentially exposed as a result of the tournament. Jacobs told the board that contact tracing for cases that have arisen outside of school is still underway.
Just because of the case count and the number of contacts that these cases have had, which is substantially more than has been in the past, it's going to take some time before we can get around to all of them.
She said the outbreak had overwhelmed local contact tracers, requiring help from the state. Jacobs said some close contacts may not be notified if they were exposed more than 10 days ago because their quarantine period would have already ended. Some senior state health department officials were on hand for Wednesday's virtual school board meeting, including State Public Health's Coleman Kutchins. He told the board that one option for containing the outbreak was mass COVID-19 testing for students and staff.
Well, use of universal masking helps keep schools open. And then when you're having cases spread, robust universal screening testing. Those are the people that are asymptomatic. And then pulling out your positives also really helps, you know, keep people in school and keep communities open.
As of Wednesday afternoon, it's not clear whether Ketchikan's school district will go forward with mass testing. Craig parent Lingley says she's looking for reassurances that the district will do better in the future.
I'm all about the kids being in sports. I want the sports to continue. I just don't want it to be negligent.
Ketchikan High School closed the Wednesday after the tournament but reopened the following Monday. The school closed again the next day and will remain shut through at least Friday with students studying remotely. All after-school activities are canceled through at least Monday. So far, impacts to other Ketchikan area schools have been limited. Ketchikan's middle school, alternative high school, and elementary schools look set to stay fully open for now. Ketchikan's school board left that decision up to the acting superintendent, who told KRBD Wednesday afternoon that she's working with school administrators to chart a path forward. Reporting in Ketchikan, I'm Eric Stone.